The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
We turn the spotlight now to blockchain technology that people constantly talk about. I guess you could put it down to the rise of Bitcoin and all that publicity around Bitcoin.
Well, if it's not yet, it will soon be the next big thing, right? And the biggest breakthrough in the internet world that would revolutionize world economy, or at least that's what they're hoping.
Yeah, but you know, after the initial wave of hype, questions on whether the technology is still far away from ground reality or if it'll take years to mature before, you know, blockchain companies taste success.
And that's why China wants to seize the opportunity.
To be a leader, right?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Well, despite all that, Tribe Accelerator, Singapore's first government-supported blockchain accelerator, sees it otherwise.
Yeah.
Of course. And just recently, Tribe facilitated the fundraising of 21.5 million Sing dollars for its participating companies through an ecosystem of corporate and investor partners.
So they've got the support of Enterprise Singapore, and this pioneering blockchain accelerator has set its eyes on powering the evolution of blockchain technology and its applications across the globe. They want to boost collaboration and exchange ideas as they step into the brand new year, 2020. What's next? How did they manage to fundraise that huge amount of money? Let's ask the managing partner of Tribe Accelerator, Ng Yi Ming, in the studio with us. Ming, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Blockchain. Wow. This is going to be quite a topic we're going to get into, but I suppose help us set context for what Tribe Accelerator is all about.
So Tribe Accelerator is what you mentioned earlier. We are a homegrown blockchain accelerator supported by Enterprise Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is we're trying to bridge the gap between the traditional world and the blockchain world. Because like what people always talk about, blockchain has a lot of fear. Corporates are afraid of this technology because of the speculative connotation of this technology.
So Ming, let's backtrack a little bit. What is the blockchain world?
So how we define a blockchain world is that it's new companies starting to use blockchain technology or dealing with anything in relation to this whole space itself.
Right.
So how can a traditional company then engage companies in the blockchain world?
Yes.
Or is that where the hesitation is that you were talking about?
Yes, I think over the last few years, due to this whole speculative nature of bitcoins and cryptocurrencies, I think a lot of companies are fearful.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, the element of entering to blockchain or how they can understand more about blockchain always comes from various points. And that's why we started Tribe Accelerator, where we could bridge the government agencies, the corporates, the startups, the associations, and the university on a single platform that is neutral. And people can really understand about this technology more than just things that are speculative.
So obviously addressing the fear and concerns behind the speculative nature. But if you could help us out with some specifics or some examples of how, let's say I'm skeptical of it and I'm trying to enter this fear, I come to you. So how do you help me understand?
So take for example, one such company that came to us was SG Kamat.
Okay.
So SG Kamat, they've been facing the problems of lemons, like which is problems with used car, people not sure about whether this car has been properly maintained over the last few years before it's being sold on a secondhand market.
Right.
But today they are able to collect data because they have a network of workshops to feed in data and to allow them to create maybe potentially a report on using the blockchain network, where consumers down the road, they don't have to worry about whether it's blockchain or not, but they can buy a report and potentially understand, oh, this car has been properly maintained and not a car that was only maintained just before the sale of the car.
And to also, okay, so in one sense, and using lemons as an example, in one sense, most of the time, these guys, they don't keep their driver's log.
Yes.
And in another sense, it has to be verified information or verified data that it has been maintained.
Yes.
Right. That's how blockchain helps.
But, okay, help us explain again back into the secondhand car market. So the car might have gone to several different workshops. Who collates all that information into that report?
So,
and where does the technology come in?
SG Kamat will host the blockchain network with the nodes being hosted by the different workshops.
Okay.
So when a car ends up in a workshop,
So that also assumes that the workshop is part of this whole blockchain ecosystem,
that's right.
Right?
So blockchain is a collaborative technology where you need different partners to work together on this collaborative ecosystem in order for this technology to really show its potential.
Every step of the way can be traced back.
Yes, that's right.
All right. Well, just a few months back, Ming, Tribe selected 9 startups for the Accelerator program. Who are these 9, if you can share them with
us? So we have companies dealing with food technology, mm-hmm. like halal food, tracking of halal food supply. Mm-hmm. We have company doing healthcare services like White Coat. We have company doing collectibles like Mighty Jacks.
All right.
And so different companies choosing to use blockchain in different formats, mm-hmm. from authentication to increase cybersecurity and so on.
And before this current batch of startups, you actually had your first batch earlier this year. Well, since it's from earlier in the year, what have you guys achieved so far?
I think we've grown our corporate network. We started out with 3 corporate partners. Today, we have more than 30 of the world's leading companies supporting us on this journey. As well as the fundraise for the startups. We've grown significantly, and today we've achieved a collective total of 38.3 million Singapore dollars in fundraise for startups coming through the program, and also increase our global presence. So we've recently partnered up with the Dubai IFC, which is part of the government's initiative, as well as the Oman government, as well as the different countries in the world looking at blockchain itself.
How did you manage to achieve to attract these big names, Dubai and Oman and even Temasek here in Singapore, IMDA? How did that happen?
I think that's because I think this gap was a gap where required someone to fill it. Mm-hmm. So to have a neutral platform in this ecosystem is rare. A lot of times you see companies pursuing their own agenda. What we are trying to do is creating a foundation where people can collaborate, mm-hmm. where it's something we felt that was missing. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, with the support and the right timing, corporates are interested, government agencies are interested, and startups could benefit from this entire play itself.
We're speaking with Ng Ee Ming this morning. He's managing partner at Tribe Accelerator. And of course, we started in the intro talking about how your second batch of startups have raised 21.5 million Sing dollars from external investors. And that includes SG Innovate. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
Who else are the investors?
So we have Korean investors like SV Group.
And they are quite into a more, you know, receptive of blockchain, right? The South Korean people.
Yep. So I think over the last few years, they have been one of the frontier blockchain hubs in Asia itself, apart from China, Korea, Vietnam, as well as Singapore itself. So Korea has been watching really closely, especially the top-tier investors. Like one of our partners is Korean Investment Partners, the leading VC in South Korea, running a $3 billion fund. It's one of the first traditional VC in South Korea to really want to look at this technology and see how this technology can become the next internet itself.
What do you think is Tribe doing right in attracting this kind of investment?
I think we look at startups from a more like realistic point of view. We often say today we look at Google. Mm-hmm. When you search on Google, it really doesn't matter whether it's AI or machine learning behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. What you care about is really your search results and how fast or how accurate you can get your results.
How high up Google search as well, right?
Yep. And so today itself, startups shouldn't focus so much about telling people, oh, they are using the blockchain. But the nature of startups should be about how do you drive efficiency to a problem in the space itself. And if blockchain is necessary, then please go ahead to use it. If AI is necessary, please go ahead to use it. So it's really not so much about the technology, but about what kind of efficiency can you drive in the process.
Ming, I'd like to get your opinion before we head into traffic. This morning, news coming out that Chinese President Xi Jinping wants China to be a leader in blockchain. What are your thoughts on that? And more importantly, what do you think South Korea will have to say about that, since they are somewhat a leader in blockchain as well?
Yeah, I think because the entire space itself, it's meant to be a collaborative ecosystem. I mean, it's great that you have countries coming out to say, I want to be a leader in this space.
Sure.
And if more countries are willing to do that, that actually benefits the entire ecosystem, because the more nodes you have, the more robust and more secure the network itself.
Yeah. It's a non-selfish type of thing.
Yep. Exactly.
Let's talk about the recent FinTech Festival. I love the FinTech Festival. FinTech Festival and Switch this year, they did a sort of side-by-side thingy. You guys inked an agreement with Dubai International Financial Center FinTech Hive, and that is the largest financial technology accelerator in the Middle East. Wow, working with Dubai, what's that like, and how did all this come about?
I think this all came about with the strong support of Enterprise Singapore. They've been connecting us with different partners in across the world. And recently, we partnered up with Dubai International Finance Center. And we even did a demo day last week in Dubai.
Okay.
So we just came back from Dubai and Abu Dhabi itself. So what this partnership entails is really a lot about cross-sharing of resources, about how we can bring good startups from the Middle East region into Singapore, as well as to offer Singapore startups global market access through the Middle East region and to other markets as well. So a lot of this is about learnings and sharings because blockchain is a really new technology. Mm. Everyone has its own take on it. So a lot of sharing is required in order for people to really understand and be educated about how this technology can really benefit them.
I think we need to see it affect our daily lives, much like the internet did in the early part of the 2000 decade and social media of the 2010s taking over the world. Yeah. Do you see blockchain becoming the new, I don't know, the new highway
the new
that
daily
we're
norm.
All going to be driving on?
I think great question. So today, how many of us have actually heard of a company recently telling you that, hey, my business is powered by the internet?
All
businesses are powered by the internet today. And the next wave was the cloud wave. And today, you don't really hear people talking about cloud. You hear people talking about Google Drive, Dropbox, and stuff like that. So applied use cases of a technology. So we believe that blockchain will reach that level of maturity.
Okay.
But it's just a matter of time. So within maybe the next 10 years, this sort of time frame. And really, today is about, like what I mentioned earlier on, from a consumer perspective, it really doesn't matter what technology goes behind the scene. Today, if you go into a supermarket, you pick up a bottle of maybe a whiskey or a premium bottle of wine. And if you are in some parts of the world, maybe you want to know, is the bottle of whiskey really real?
Yeah.
It really came from Scotland, this glen. You want a product where, you want an application maybe that you can scan and to trace the origin of the product because you paid a premium to purchase that bottle. So I think things like that affects consumers.
So I can go into one of those. It is possible in the future. I go into one of these wine stores that you see in malls without mentioning names. And you ask the guy for help. I would like a nice bottle of rosé. What do you recommend? You can actually do that verification and so-called fact check.
It's not even in the future. It's today. Like you can already do that. There are applications where already allows consumers to scan the product tag, the QR code, RFID, and stuff like that to allow you to authenticate where the product is from.
Wow. Authenticate the
source of the product, where the grapes are from.
The bread and the lettuce and all that from your restaurant. You know, so.
Soon we will get there.
The cookies as well. Be careful.
I mean, now we're using the cloud, so.
Wow, that's quite interesting. In your observation, Ming, I want to talk about age groups and demographics. How receptive, I mean, do you see, is it a case of, am I stereotyping to say that
they're more young
people who are open to blockchain and understand it better? Am I stereotyping if I were to say something like that?
I don't think so. I think we see across the demographics itself, from senior executive in corporates, all the way from C-levels, all the way down to middle management, all looking at this technology and how they can drive new efficiency. Yeah. So I don't really think it's an age group thing itself.
But then you still have people my age, Gen X people, and younger boomer, baby boomer generation. I use cloud all the time for my own personal and work needs, but there are still people who are reluctant to put things up in the cloud for safety and security reasons.
Yeah, I think many years ago, people were asking, hey, like, why do I want to store my data on a centralized server?
And maybe, now we know how convenient it is.
Yeah, but now today, it's really so convenient. Like, you access any part of the world, you can pull out your data immediately through your applications or through your tablets or PCs. So I think convenience it's extremely important when you talk about new technology. Today, you use the internet because back then we were using maybe the hard copy street directory to flip the maps and stuff.
Yeah.
But today, you plug out your phone, look at your Google map, and you are able to navigate to where different places are, even having street views, which in countries where you've never been to. So I think that's extremely important. So it's about how we can bring more convenience and to make the lives of people more efficient.
I've got a whole stack of like notebooks that are unused, and if you want to give me a present, I'd rather you help upgrade my Google Drive account. Save space, man. In the studio with us this morning is Ng Yi Ming, Managing Partner, Tribe Accelerator. Okay, let's wrap up. What are Tribe's future plans? What's in the pipeline for 2020?
I think continuing this piece on education, driving more education initiative. We've recently launched Tribe Code, which is a programming school that teaches new new developers or existing developers about different blockchain protocols. So it's really focusing down on this path of education because we believe that this is lacking in the space. And in order for technology to mature and to take off, you need people to really understand that this technology is more than things that are speculative. It can help us on a day-to-day basis, and that's extremely important.
Thanks a lot for your time this morning, Ng Yi Ming, Managing Partner, Tribe Accelerator. Have a great week ahead, mate.
Thank you so much for having me once again.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.